I want to tell you the story of Look Up, Five Research Proposals for Rethinking Marketing in a Post-Growth Society. This is a paper published in 2024 and recipient of the 15th Annual Academic Prize for Research and Management in the category Rethinking the Relationship Between Business and Society, awarded by the prestigious French National Foundation for Management Education. And published in volume 39 of Recherche et Application en Marketing, Research and Applications in Marketing in English. The paper is co-authored by Eric Remy, Dominique Roux, Søren Askegaard, Anthony Baudin, Anthony Galluzzo, Jean-Luc Gianelloni, Gilles Marion, and myself, Eric Arnold, Emeritus Professor at Aalto University in Finland. A report by the United Nations Environmental Program reminds us that we are heading toward a warming of 3+ degrees by the end of the century. 3 degrees in the US, 4 degrees in France and India, for example. Yet, greenhouse gas emissions are still rising. The sixth mass extinction is accelerating. Pollution, such as plastic pollution, continues to increase. And resource tensions are becoming more intense, whether it be over minerals or even water. The effects of these anthropogenic changes have been increasing over the past few years, more intense and deadlier, like recent floods in Afghanistan and Australia and Valencia, or devastating fires in Los Angeles and Portugal. However, it has now been more than 30 years since research and marketing practice have produced numerous reflections and works around a paradigm shift in the discipline. 30 years since we have tried to substitute the marketing management of the 1950s with a new marketing that can be labeled as green, responsible, or recently sustainable. 30 years during which this discipline has oriented its reflections and actions toward the creation of a better world, a better marketing for a better world, as the Journal of Marketing would have it. However sincere and are well-intentioned, these orientations and initiatives are not up to the urgency and magnitude of the changes needed. The causes of this failure likely lie within the very assumptions of sustainable marketing. Notably, there is a constant reference to the ideology of growth, the magical power of markets, and the invisible hand. The fanciful idea of shared values among stakeholders, far from the actual power dynamics among market actors, the belief in always beneficial and positive innovation, the ideal of a sovereign and responsible consumer, or even the virtues of an incantatory governance allowing companies to decide their level of responsibility within a system of flexible and non-binding regulations. To address the, quote, impossible sustainability of sustainable marketing, unquote, and move towards strong sustainability or true transformative marketing, we propose a research proposition around five propositions. The first and central point is to inscribe both marketing practice and research within the framework of planetary limits and opportunities. Marketing can no longer ignore the biogeophysical constraints that now condition the habitability of our planet. Secondly, taking planetary limits into account quickly leads to questioning the central place of growth in marketing. Since infinite growth in a finite world is not possible, we need to orient ourselves towards other representations and modalities of development, for example, the diversification and enrichment of resource circuits towards a perhaps relocalized and regenerative development. Respect for the conditions of our planet's habitability should then be sought through degrowth, post-growth, steady-state economies, and ecological flourishing. Thirdly, marketing must also integrate and complement other forms of resource allocation, including gifting, sharing, complementary reciprocal exchange, as well as the state redistribution of goods involving planning, regulation, and cooperation, rather than limiting itself solely to the market, competition, and rivalry. Marketing can then support the development of organizational and citizen initiatives, which require stronger market regulation and significant emphasis on the management and valorization of the commons. In the fourth proposition, marketing, having played a major role in developing the consumer society's collective values and practices, which underpins many currently unsustainable practices, must now redirect its activities towards co-constructing shared values and beliefs centered on regeneration, resilience, and robustness, as defined, for example, by Olivier Hamat in 2023. This involves using marketing devices and tools to defuture the part of consumption incompatible with a habitable planet, to use the terms of Bonnet, Landivar, and Monin, and conversely, to promote a future of consumption aligned with restorative, revivifying, resilient, and regenerative trajectories. Finally, all these proposals require a change in marketing professions and in the very identity of the discipline's teacher researchers, discussing and questioning notions of growth, market, competition, company, profitability at all costs, innovation, and consumer behavior necessarily involves reconsidering the very meaning of our research, our concepts, and our theories. Without this necessary and salutary foundational updating of the discipline, there is a high risk that marketing, as an agent of change in production modes, consumption patterns, and new ways of inhabiting the world, will remain at best useless, at worst, complicit in climate inaction. Thank you for listening. And for a deeper dive, please consult our article published in Volume 39 of Research and Applications in Marketing.